I'd like to welcome Gunnar Vrobel. He's going to tell us something about web development of web applications with mobile support. And yeah, I would say, Gunnar, have fun.
Okay, thank you. Well, I'm going to do something of an experiment because I'm doing it live, so there's a certain potential for failure. I hope it works, but bear with me if there are some hiccups in between. I'm not going to code a native smartphone app or something like that today. If you want to know about how to code an Android app in Java or something like that, I would recommend Christoph Jeronimov's talk at 4 o'clock. He will talk about how to code an Android app in 45 minutes. I will talk about generating a smartphone-specific view on the server so that it gets displayed, touch-optimized on the smartphone browser. I go a bit more into detail why this makes sense a little bit later. Where's my mouse? I'm from the Hort project. This is mainly known as a webmail. Started about 13 years ago, the project. It's pretty prominent with many universities which use it for the students or offer webmail via Hort to their students. What started as a webmail got additional functionality. People wanted an address book, wanted a calendar, the usual stuff to have a complete groupware. So you start modularizing your framework more and more, and it becomes easier to add additional modules, and that's what I'm going to do today, add just an additional module. In the history of Hort, Jan, the speaker after me, will talk a little bit more, so I'm going to keep that brief. Well, in newer times, people start using their smartphones, and that's especially a problem with webmails, because we have a large user base which really uses mail without configuring anything. They just remember the URL, the username, and the password, and then they mail. They don't know anything about IMAP and SMTP, which is probably different for most people of you here in the room, but there are a lot of people that like to work that way. And once they get an iPhone, they have a browser on the iPhone, they enter the URL of their email account, and it opens up, and it's a wonderful, nice application designed for the desktop. It doesn't work at all on the smartphone. And that's a problem for us. And the easiest way to solve that is, of course, by generating a smartphone optimized view on the server itself. We do that with jQuery Mobile, as you will see soon. So the very, very rough layout of Hort is that we have a base Hort application that handles authentication, it handles preferences and permissions, stuff like that. And we have a number of modules on top. The most prominent one is definitely the webmail, but you can install the calendar, the contacts, and so on, a wiki, gallery, whatever you want. And we are going to, or I am going to, develop a simple messaging module today, some kind of chat thing for the server. Completely unsecure, not performance optimized or anything. Let's start the module. I am within the Hort repository here. This is a little JIT repository, but I'm not going to use JIT today, only as an utter or total fallback in case things break totally, but I hope that doesn't happen. Within the Hort repository, you have those different modules. There's IMP, which is the main webmailer. We have Chronolid, with this, which is the calendar. And we also have, to the far right side, the third item from the top, there's the skeleton. This is the stub module that we offer that you can use to start a new module. And we also have a little hacked script in Framework DevTools, Hort generate module, which will start a new module based on that skeleton. This will start with a lot of boilerplate code, so we will already have something that we can work with. I'm not going to be able to explain all of this then, but I hope to be able to to show that it's not too hard to get a complete application based on that. The script needs a module name. This one I will name SMS for short, or simple messaging system. And I provide it with my author details, which will be replaced in the license headers and stuff like that. it's really just very hacked script. It does not have fancy output or anything. It just says that it started a new module here on the same level. There it is, the little SMS thing right below the skeleton. And this already has a lot of code now, which comes from the skeleton module. And it also, the script told me that I need to register this module to the Hort base application so that it knows that this application exists, which is something I already did now. In this registry directory, I have this small file, 10sms.php, which registers this application named on the code level SMS with the name chat. And the last line is just because of my development setup. This is what usually be missing. Time to move to the browser. That is delivered the login screen by the Hort base application as it handles authentication. So it also delivers the login screen. As you can see, once we logged in, the Hort base application already comes with a decent amount of functionality. I logged in as an admin now. I can do configuration of the applications and do some other stuff, but there's not much installed here. In fact, I only installed this one new module. And you might have seen below down here that it mentioned that there's one database scheme not up to date. That happened because our new module that is already mentioned here, this chat thing on the code level, it's SMS, is not completely functional yet. It's lacking a database scheme and has no configuration. Now, we are not absolutely forced to use a database here. We could also use LDAP or the file system to store our data. It's just the most convenient default. Most of our applications also have an SQL driver, but take the address book, for example. It also can speak with the LDAP server or with IMSP or Colab or whatever. So usually we have different drivers for each module. In this case, we will definitely only go for the SQL driver. How does that work? Let's look at the code. There is a small migration directory here. This only carries one file. And these migrations is what we use since Hort 4 that we released last year. It allows us to easily, via the web front end, migrate the database schema. So a new application comes out. We want to change something on the database schema. And we provide a method in order to update that schema or update the data stored within the database. This makes it very convenient for the users to upgrade the systems rather than running SQL scripts manually or something like that. They always look the same. That is the content of this file 1 SMS base tables. So once there's a change with a newer version, you would have 2 SMS whatever change .php, which would also define such a migration task. These tasks always have a public function up and a public function down. Usually down is not run. Usually it's only about migrating upwards. And what it does here is it creates a table SMS items, a column item owner, a column item data. This is stuff that came from the skeleton module. It might not fit our application, but in this case it's actually, I would say, good enough. We can store the messages of the chat module in the item data, maybe extend the limit a little bit to 255, and we can store the author of the message in item owner, and then I'm actually fine with the schema. So I store this. And once I change that, I can... This is, of course, something a user usually does not do. He just clicks that link. The database schema in that database got updated, and now all I have to do or to get the application running is to complete the configuration. Oh, by the way, the whole thing, the view at the moment, it's still a little bit antique. We are currently doing a redesign. Jan, the speaker after me, will also show this one, but I didn't want to go that far. It would it's in progress, so it wouldn't have helped my presentation. So I take the configuration that is suggested here. This is only about using SQL as a database back, or as the storage backend here. I copy that. It was unable to save that to the hard disk because I didn't give the web server the permission to write to the hard disk. So I store this in conf.php. And check on the browser side. Yay, we agree. Okay, while I have one session, the state of the applications is cached. So in order to see the new state of the application, I have to log out here and get back in. So on the left side, there's now the chat application. And the skeleton provided it with some basic stuff, but it actually does nothing at this point, which is okay. Let's go back to the architecture stage a little bit. I already said I chose the storage SQL backend. But we need some kind of wrapper or handler for storing and fetching data in the database or from the database. That's what we usually call a driver in Hort. This will be SQL here. It could be an LDAP driver in other modules. Or we can have several drivers, and the users can choose which driver they actually want to use. Because I'm going to write a smartphone application, and I definitely want to use AJAX there, I'm also going to code the standard application. I could use just the driver there, but I'd rather also use write a dynamic front end and directly go for one single AJAX endpoint there. So I will also for the desktop optimized to, well, not optimized for this small application is not quite correct, but I will only use AJAX for communication. So on top of that driver, I will add another AJAX endpoint, and that will be my own means of communication to the server or to the module on the server side. The skeleton already added a lot of functionality, most of the drivers. Oops. So I just have to look at the current code that it added. Under the lib directory, there's the driver directory, and there we have the SQL driver. It needs a database connection. I'm not going to go into that. It has one method to retrieve the data, which is really simple. It just selects all the items from our little database. Of course, you wouldn't do that in production, but for our little example, this works quite well. And that is still one typo from the skeleton that I need to correct. And then that's the method for fetching the messages later. This one is the method for storing messages in the database. And as I want to write a little chat client, I rather name that post. And I post a message. With that SQL statement, the message gets inserted into this SMS items table. It inserts the owner, which it gets from the global registry, and the actual message data. Oops. Message. And that would finish the driver definition. I only need those to retrieve all messages and post messages. And the generic driver definition, which doesn't know anything about SQL. I also want to adapt this one a little bit. And instead of list foos, I rather name that message list messages. So that's our driver definition. Now all I still need is the AJAX endpoint. And that one is in lib AJAX. Application. This is the endpoint for all AJAX communication from the client to the to this specific module. So it exposes the functionality that this module has towards the client. It will only need those two functions I also had in the SQL driver. It will be concerned with storing an element. That was the stub from the skeleton for our little chat application. I would rather name this post. And I expect, yeah, I'm using the driver here, and I also have to use the method post there. And I expect the browser to send the message attribute alongside with the AJAX call. For the list elements, I rather name that again list messages. And I renamed that in the driver as well, list messages. This is all. This is the complete backend on the server side from the database to the AJAX level. There's a lot of code in the Hort base applications which actually handles the AJAX communication. I won't be able to go into that. The specific part was just what I showed here. So that doesn't do anything yet. That's bad. Let's change that. What happens if I'm in the browser and enter into that SMS module or the chat module? It ends with a slash. This will actually call this, on the top level, this index.php file. I could go into our object-oriented model view controller concept, but that would be too much for this talk. So I'm sticking to those simple view types or scripts. The index thing is really simple. It just redirects to the list operation. And the list operation down here is also really simple. It starts or initiates the application. It sets the title to list. Oops. That's what you see up there, chat list. It echoes the menu. This is this one here on top. Adds any notifications in case there's some alarm, notification, whatever. There's no content, and then comes the footer. So that's basically the reason why we don't see anything here. Let's add some content. Now, this is something I have to copy. So an updated list PHP. Let's see what changed. So what I changed here is not that much about the initial start of the view, but I defined that I want a dynamic view, which means I'm going to use AJAX. I'm adding a few JavaScript basic script files libraries from the Hort base application, which is this growler thing, and Hort core. And I add a script file from this module, which I didn't write yet, SMS.js. And I echo two little fields, one input field for adding a new message and one div, which I will use for listing all the messages that have been posted to the server. That's all. So that's not much more than before, basically this core part. This changes a little bit on the interface. Yeah, I have an input field. It's not much. And it doesn't do anything yet. For that, I want to use some JavaScript. Oh, actually, and that comes into a specific directory, JS. Let's copy the JavaScript. SMS.js. It's not that much that the file ends here. It does two things. For one thing, it identifies the input box that I just defined in this list PHP. The input box has the ID SMS message. So it's being identified here, stored in this variable. And then we bind an observer to this input box. Once there's a key down event, this function gets executed. The event is checked. If the key code is 13, which means I press my return key, then it actually does something. And what it does is it calls our AJAX endpoint. It uses the Horticore library for that and says do action post. And that one will end up calling AJAX application. The method post. In order to have any reasonable effect, it needs to deliver an attribute called message, which it does here. It gets that attribute from the input box, the value of that input box. Once that is complete and the message has been posted and stored on the server, the input box is set to zero or to empty again so that the old message is removed again, and it will list all messages after that. That happens on loading the complete DOM, the complete HTML page. And once we start, or once we completed that, the document has been loaded for the first time, you also want to list all messages once. That's what's happening here also. That this one here is just really for the event that the user posted a new message. The list message is a little bit more complex, but it basically identifies the diff element that I defined before. This one here, the SMS messages. It runs through that element and kills all child nodes, which means empty the list you had before. At the beginning, we didn't have any lists, or we didn't have a list, but later, once I updated it, I want to make sure I purged the list. And then we call the list messages action, which is going to our AJAX endpoint, calls this one, gets the result. The result is this stored in this variable r. The callback function gets executed. I reverse the list to get the newest message first. I run through the list of messages and generate for each message that I found a diff element, store the text of the message in that diff element, and append it to the SMS messages diff that I had on the that I added with this list PHP thing. So, now it should have loaded the JavaScript as well. And as long as, yeah, it works. Okay, so that's our desktop application. It's really simple, nothing spectacular. How does it look in the smart mobile world? Of course, I'm on a desktop here, but I can force Hort to move into the smartphone mode. So it detected now, or that usually happens automatically. User comes with a smartphone. Hort says, oh, that's a smartphone browser. Let's open the smartphone view. Now, the smartphone obviously starts with the portal, which is delivered by the base Hort application. And it says, oh, I have one module, which is called chat. It could have the webmail, the calendar, and so on listed here, but I only installed this one module on the server. It's really simple. It's a really simple interface. It only has the logout button beside that, and it's obviously optimized for smartphone view and touch-based usage. Of course, now for this large screen, it's not that perfect, but usually it would be much more squeezed and very narrow. Okay, what happens if I click on this? Well, I don't have a smartphone view. That's what usually happened before Hort 4 when people moved into their webmail account. They saw exactly that. Now we want that smartphone view. I'll go back to the index.php, which I mentioned before. It usually just redirects to this list operation. Let's look at another application, how it handles that. That one that is our task application, it has a smartphone view. And I'll just copy that stuff. Well, of course, we are not NAC. We're SMS, but that's all I need to change. And what it does is it checks when entering that view, are we a smart mobile view or not? If we are a smart mobile view, don't go to list, but go to smart mobile PHP. Of course, that doesn't help very much because now there is no smart mobile PHP and I need to create that one. So unless I started that one, the screen stays empty. I'll take my little helper again and copy the smart mobile PHP here. We can look at it. What it does, standard stuff, initiating or telling the Hort-based thing that we are as the module SMS, defines a view helper. I won't go into that one. It defines two links, the link back to the portal page where you see the different applications, a logout link. It adds a script file, one we didn't write yet, the smart mobile JS for this specific module. It sets the title again, says that the view is a smart mobile view, and adds two pages to that view. I will go a bit more into pages soon. One main, one post, and then comes the footer again. That doesn't help very much yet. At least I have the smart mobile PHP file, but I don't have the two templates, this main and this post thing. These are HTML templates. Oh, I forgot one thing. Let's go back. We need a directory for that one. Templates. Dear templates, smart mobile. Mobile, better spell that correctly. Copy. Templates. Let's see if that works. So we have the templates directory here, smart mobile, and one main HTML PHP and one post HTML PHP. Let's first look at the actual effect now. These two get rendered now, and then comes the magic of jQuery mobile. You see that because my little netbook is very very slow. You see that it initially shows very plain HTML and then kicks the JavaScript kicks in and transforms it for view on the smartphone. So what happened here? These two templates. The one we are seeing here is this one. This is HTML specifically tailored for this jQuery mobile framework. I can't go into the details. Jan, who's already here, will tell you all about, not everything about the details later, but you can ask us also later if you really need details. So jQuery mobile does work based on pages. This is the initial chat page. You see that the data role for the first div is page. That is what tells the JavaScript what is coming here. We have a title chat, which is being displayed up here. We have the one link back to the portal, the list of applications. That is what you see up here. And you have the logout button as well. This is this snippet here, the logout button. And then comes a navigation bar with a link to the post page. That's generating this one here. And again, for the jQuery mobile JavaScript, you have information such as there's a dialogue coming, the data or the transition should be slide up. What do I mean with transition? That is this. You don't really see it as sliding up, but the transition to the other page is done via the slide up thing. Oops. And the name of the navbar was host. So this is generating this snippet. And below that one, I have a container for the messages I'm going to load from the server later. So this post thing is moving to the second template. There's another page template, which generates this little form. Again, it's called a page. It has a header post message that's being displayed here. And then comes a little form with a little bit of stuff I'm not going to explain, and an input field where you can enter your message. The ID of that is message for the input field, and the submit button. jQuery Mobile goes and renders this in a way that it's suitable for a smartphone, and you can actually use it. So that is still without functionality. And I'm going to add that one now. Smart Mobile JS into JS. So in the initial Smart Mobile view, I registered this specific script file here, the Smart Mobile JS. We didn't have that yet. Now we have it, and what will it do? Well, first of all, once the document has loaded, the document is ready, then please go and list the messages. That is defined up here, the SMS mobile list messages function. It once again calls our AJAX endpoint, the list method functionality. Do action, list messages, no argument, and once you get the result, please pass it on to list messages callback. This is down here, list messages callback. It is a function that receives the data from the server, which is the list of messages. You define a list as an unordered list element, again, with data with jQuery mobile specific attributes, that this list view. And then for each element in the returned set of messages, create a new list item, set the text in that list item to the text of the message, and append a little span element with the information about the owner, actually the author of the message. Now take this list item and append, or no, actually take this message item and append it to the list of messages. And then identify the messages element in the view, which we had under templates smart mobile main. That was this little container down here, this div data row content ID messages, and append the unordered list with all the messages to it. That's one part, and the second part, well, actually, we can already show that one. I'll do the post first. For the submit form, we identify the submit button that had the ID submit and bind a click handler to it. And once the user clicks on the submit button, it will post. And that function is up here. It will identify the input box and take the message value and post it to our AJAX endpoint again. It will call the method post and transfer the message this way. So this is our AJAX call here. It will reset the input value of the form field and will list all messages afterwards. So actually, that wouldn't be necessary because I had another problem with that, but doesn't matter. Okay, let's load again. Now we have the JavaScript, and it loads the messages and displays them optimized for smart mobile users. Once we post, we are there. And that's basically the complete story. And I was faster than I thought. and so I could have actually tried to write more code rather than copying it. Anyhow, I hope this was a good overview of how we structure this. Actually, many modern web applications are structured like this if they use IJAX. And of course, I didn't explain everything, but we still have some time for questions now, about 10 minutes, so that might be enough. But if you have more in-depth questions, you can come to our booth or contact us by other means. But yeah, thanks, and I'd be open to questions.
Anyone? Questions?
I noticed you were doing inline HTML generation. Was that just to have a quick demo, or do you support templating language or anything like that, or do you still use the old school inline tags for everything?
That was mixed up a bit, I would say. Yeah, of course, in many areas now, I've been using the quick variant. But you mean a complete templating language is for the HTML stuff?
To generate views.
People have different opinions there. Some say PHP is a templating language. Why use a templating engine? And we actually we switch away towards using plain PHP, as many frameworks do as well. I mean, I wouldn't do any templating or use any templating engine in Zend either, or in Symfony. Symfony is the only one, actually, I think, that has a real large templating engine, this Twig thing, which gets accepted by the users. But I saw at least one talk from the Symfony guys where they said, yeah, we're sorry, but we did a templating engine, and you may use it, but we don't like it that much. So I don't know. I mean, but I think it's quite fine to use PHP.
Okay, thanks. Any more? Doesn't look like. Okay, so then thanks, Gunnar, for your talk.
Thank you.